My name is Mark Prisk, and I'm a Member of Parliament for Hertford and Bishop Stortford. I've written to the rail companies, both for First Capital Connect and Greater Anglia, because all of my commuters, both before Christmas and since, have had a continuing problems with the rail service, and I'm not happy with the answers that I've got. I'm planning over the next few weeks to meet with the heads of both First Capital Connect, Greater Anglia, and with Network Rail. And I've asked all the commuters in my area, Hertford, Ware, and obviously across to Bishop Stortford, really to give me the problems that they've had as daily commuters, the delays, the late cancellations, the poor information, the state of the carriages, all the different things that they're frustrated about. And I've already had over 25 emails and suggestions for things that I can then put directly to the rail bosses. I think commuters just feel frustrated that as they pay more, they get a worse service. And I think there's no doubt that whilst there were problems with the weather across the southern England before Christmas, it seemed to be our lines that were worst affected and affected for the longest period. So it's not acceptable for them to say, oh, well, it's the weather or what particular difficulties. Why is it that their services are worse than those elsewhere in the southeast? And what are they going to do about it? Those are the questions that my commuters want put to the rail bosses, and I intend to do that for them. I think the information is often slow, but also quite often can be unreliable, and therefore people are naturally cynical, or certainly sceptical, about what it is they're being told. And I've always taken the view that they have, as companies, a duty to provide the service, to then provide information so people can make choices if something's gone wrong, and also to think about what plan B might be, you know, in certain eventualities where there's perhaps a significant breakdown in the electrical supply overhead or something, that they actually need to think through what those choices are. There always seems to be a sense that when something's gone wrong, that it's come as a surprise. And I think it's just not acceptable, given the amount of money that many people pay just to get to work. The use of mobile phones, smartphones, actually should be a device that could make things better if the companies were more adept at using it. Fundamentally what underpins all of this is the need for greater capacity in the rail track running into London, because what tends to happen in peak periods is it's so jammed as a service, it's so running at tight capacity, that the smallest thing often has a catastrophic effect. And so what I've been campaigning for, as well as dealing with the immediate issues, is starting to make sure we get a commitment to looking at further investment into Liverpool Street, into King's Cross, and that really is about tracks. And the Chancellor has just agreed £1 million feasibility study for that, and I want to make sure that we turn that into practical action over the next couple of years. But meanwhile, what my commuters want to know is, what are the current companies going to do about the service they're meant to be providing?